Zeche nishmas Avimori Yafim Yisrael Tichas, Zeche nishmas Daniel Hashem Vat Yeshua Falach. Okay, today we're starting packet 17. Be'inyan Hamtanas Chamisha Yomim. That we know that a Nida Daraisa only needs 7 days. In other words, so we spoke about this in the beginning. If she bleeds 3 days, she only needs 4 more days. She go to the mikvah midaraisa. But a Zava, Zav Gadola, needs Zayin Nekim. And we treat, Bizman Azeb, we treat every Nida as if it was a Zav Gadola. So that's what we do, Bizman Azeb. Every Nida we treat as a Zav Gadola. So you would need Zayin Nekim, not enough Zayin 7 days. But we have an added thing. Not only do we require Zayin Nekiyim, so that means if she would bleed, say, for 3 days and stop bleeding, so then you'd need Zayin Nekiyim, right? So midaraisa, if she bleeds 3 days, she only needs 4 more days. If she stops bleeding, she goes by day 7. But we say you need Zayin Nekiyim. But then we say an added thing. Not only do you need Zayin Nekiyim, but you need, what does Nekiyim mean? Nekiyim means that there's no blood during the 7 days. So she can't go to the mikveh until she has Zayin Nekiyim. But there's another thing that we say, that if there's any shechva zera in her body that comes out during the Zayin Nekiyim, that also passes the Zayin Nekiyim. Because Zayin Nekiyim is not only a din in Noki Midam, it has to be also Noki Mishikva Zera. That there shouldn't be any Shikva Zera that she has from her husband that comes out. But if the Shikva Zera is already putrid, in other words, the Shikva Zera could have been in her body and it's already several days in the body already, so therefore, even if it would come out in the middle of the Zayin Nekiyim, it doesn't matter because Lamaisa, it's putrid already. It's Nisrach. So therefore, we don't allow that there should be Zayin Nekiyim until there's 5 days from the last time they could have possibly had Tashmish till now. So if she would bleed 3 days, and then stop bleeding, we're not going to say now we could start the Zayin Nekiyim right away. Because maybe before the 3 days they had Tashmish, and the Shechva Zera is still in her body, and then it'll come out in the middle of the Zayin Nekiyim when it's still not totally putrid. And then the Zayin Nekiyim will not be good. So therefore, the minhag of the Ashkenazi community is that there has to be 5 days. There has to be 5 days from the beginning of the bleeding, even if she only bled for 1 day or 2 days. There has to be 5 days before we're going to even let you start the Zayin Nekiyim. So therefore, now the 5 days happens to be that in most women, by 5 days, that's when they stop bleeding. So it works out well. But even if you have a woman that only bleeds for 1 day or 2 days, you still have to have 5 days before you can start counting the Zayin Nekiyim. Because why? Because we want to make sure if there's 5 days that she already was usher to him for, so even if they had Tashmish from before that, that Shechva Zera that's in her body is already Nisrach. It's already completely putrid, and therefore it would not, it would be completely putrid, and therefore, even if it would come out in the middle of the Zayin Nekiyim, it wouldn't make a difference. So therefore, so basically, what we're requiring is not only requiring Zayin Nekiyim, But we're requiring Hamtanas Chamisha Yomim. We're requiring 5 days from the beginning of the bleeding till we can allow Zayin Nekiyim, even if the bleeding already stopped before that. The Sephardic tradition is only 4 days. In other words, so if a woman stopped bleeding on day four, she can already start the Zayin Nekiyim right after that, and it'll be a total of 11 days. But that's the idea of Poleta. This is called the din of Poleta Shechva Zera. And a Poleta Shechva Zera does not require, will ruin the Zayin Nekiyim. Unless, unless it's 5 days or 4 days have elapsed. Okay? There's going to be an interesting shayla, you know, bizman hazeh, that certain women have difficulty conceiving. So, conceiving the normal way, derech tashmish. So some women have difficulty. So there are two eitzes that are given. The first eitze is what today is called IUI. That's artificial insemination, meaning they'll take the zera from the man. They'll get the zera from the man. And instead of putting it into the zera of the man is put into the woman through tashmish amita. But sometimes, because through tashmish amita, it doesn't fertilize the egg, and she doesn't get it pregnant. But sometimes, if you take the zera from the man and you'll shoot it in with not through tashmish, but through the instruments that they have. They'll squirt it in, something like that. That might have a better chance of making her pregnant. And sometimes, if it's not working through the regular tashmish, then we'll do it through artificial insemination with the zera habal. Today, this is called IUI, intrauterine, whatever. So that sometimes works, even when tashmish doesn't work. So there's a big question whether if they do that. Now, Pashas says they can do that even when she's in Ida. Because you can't have tashmish with your wife when she's in Ida, but you can put in a zera when she's in Ida, because there's no, the Isser of during the Nida is having tashmish. That's the Isser Karis is tashmish, but this is not tashmish. This is artificially putting it in. So if you assume that you could have that during even when she's in Edom, even before she went to the mikvah, the question is, would that ruin the Zayin Nekiyim? Is Poleta Shechva Zera only a din if it's Derech Tashmish, or is it even a din when it's not Derech Tashmish? Because if she's putting it, say they put it in during the Zayin Nekiyim. So normally, if a woman has Shechva Zera come out of her during the Zayin, say for example, the Shulchan Aruch has a case where the couple had Tashmish during the Zayin Nekiyim, which is obviously a Sakaris to do that. But either they forgot, or whatever it is, they had Tashmish during the Zayin Nekiyim. So then they're going to have like a 4 or 5 day break in the beginning. See, normally Zayin Nekiyim has to be consecutive. So if she bleeds in the middle of the Zayin Nekiyim, you have to start over. But when it comes to the concept of Poleta Shechva Zera, that only ruins that day. But so you can have 4 days of Zayin Nekiyim, then 3-4 days in the middle that don't count, and then another chunk at the end. It doesn't have to be consecutive if the issue is Poleta Shechva Zera. If the issue is Dam, so then... That's a different thing. But if the issue is pull out the Shechva Zera, so then not. So that's a big discussion. Rav Abadi told me he thinks la halacha. We'll see that if it's not derech tashmish, then it would be you wouldn't have the din of pulat to shechva zera. You don't even have to do anything. So the sugya, this sugya pulat to shechva zera, is a the Gemara in Shabbos. The sugya in Shabbos by Matan Torah says that they had to be porish min ha'isha, so everyone should be tohar for Matan Torah, right? Al tikshu al ha'isha. So the question is, how long does it take for a shechva zera? How long does it take for a shechva zera to be still fresh, that you have to worry that it's going to ruin the Zion Nikim? So that's what the how long after a while it's not considered didn't pull out the shechva zera anymore because it's considered nisrach, it's nothing. So the Gemara has a whole different sheet. It's Tana Rabbanan, page 1. Paleta shechva zera b'yom ha'shlishi tahora, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. By the third day, it's already tahora. It doesn't mean anything. So if you have paleta shechva zera from the third day, it's tahora. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Yishmael Omer pa'omim shein dalet onos pa'omim shein hei onos pa'omim shein vav onos. So he says, it depends. It could be sometimes ona, like there's the night, the day. Every section is called another ona. Like the night is called one ona. And the next day is another ono. So a 24-hour day has two onos, the night and the day. So he says that it depends. Take a look at Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Pa'om Hashem, Hey, Balach Lok Lom, the Paletas, Begimel, Shemusha, Temeah. If she is... Paletas on the third day from the Tashmish, she's Tamea, but from the fourth day, she's Tahora. Mudilach on the Mixus Yom Kukulo. The Mukhtir Torah El Viminion Shal Yom, Velo Viminion Onos. Because he doesn't care how many onos it is. He holds that it depends what day it is from the Tashmish. So it's on the fourth day, it's okay. So, and Rabbi Akiva says it's always five onos. So they're different shittas. So how do we paskin?
Can we go over the different shittas again?
Yeah, the first shitta is that it's the third day. The third day from the Tashmish already. It's no longer, it's putrid already, and it doesn't pasul. Rabbi Shmuel says it's the fourth day. And now the fourth day, depending upon when they had Tashmish, could be four onos, five onos, or six onos, depending upon if they had it in the middle of the day, beginning of the day, because if you had to say it was the very end of the day, so that's day one, 2 minutes. But it wasn't a full owner.
Meaning it has to be meisleis.
It has to be a whole owner. Owner means not meisleis, but owner means the whole night or the whole day. Eis Leis is 24 hours, so it's not going to be Beis Leis, but like, so if they had Tashmish on Wednesday, so it depends when they had. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. On Shabbos it'll be already putrid, but how many onuses is depends when on Wednesday they had. They could have had Tuesday night, they could have had Wednesday morning, you understand? So that will sometimes be four onus, five onus, depending upon when they had the Tashmish. And Rabbi Akiva says, but it has nothing to do with days. It's a din of with onus has to do with the days. Rabbi Akiva says, L'olam hey. Rabbi Akiva says that it's five. So again, so he says like this: Piyom Shlishi Torah Devi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Blazer Ben Azayin says four onus, five onus, six onus. Rabbi Akiva says five onus. So, in the end of the day, there's a machlokas how we pass it. Take a look on page 2. I'm Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yonzo, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chiva, Rabbi Chacham, only sheish onus, shleimus. So Chacham means you need six full onus. So if they had Tashmish Amita in the middle of the night, so that's not going to be a full onus because it was in the middle of the night. So then you're going to have the next day, then night, day, night, day, night. It has to be a full onus. Has to pass. And you need six of them. So six of them is like 3 days. Right? Because each day has two onus. But it could be more than 3 days. Because if you had at the very beginning of Shkia, then it'll be six. But you're usually going to have it then. So you can have it in the middle of the night. So then, so that night is not counting now. So you're only going to start with... So it has to be six full onus. So that will be how many days? That could be 3 days. It could be 4 days. This has to be complete onus. So if they had Tashmish right at the beginning, right at Shkia, say. They finished Mamash at Shkia. So then, six onus later, would be 3 days later, that Shechlazera won't be valid anymore. So that's what, but it's never going to be exact. So it's going to be, that's why six onus will span usually 4 days. Because you want to have Shleimus. So technically it could be three days, but it's going to be probably in the middle of the night or the middle, so it could be six. So that's why the Sfardim, they do 4 days. Because if you do 4 days, you'll have six onus.
It can't be more than 4 days.
It'll be six onus. Again, an onus is night, day, night, day, night, day. That's 3 days. But since you need Shleimos, so how often are you going to have Tashmish Mamish b'diyuk at the beginning of an onus? So you're going to have six days. Okay, now Ashkenazim do 5 days. Why Ashkenazim do 5 days? No, one second. So that's now. If you take a look in the Gra on page 2, the Gra says that the Girs of the Gaonim is Gimel Onus. That's very different, right? We have Agamar says Sheish Onus, or Shleimus. Said Gimel Onus. So Gimel Onus is a very short amount of time. Gimel Onus could be a day and a half. night, day, night, right? And that's what the Rabbi Hanan on page 3. Amar Chiba Avram Yochanan Zod Divrei Shmuel V'Yom Kiva Avchomer Omim Gimel Ono Shleimus V'Chein Halacha. And if you look, in the Rambam, well, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says on page 17, you only need Gimel Onus, Halacha Yud Beis. Sheikh Vazera Atma Shanifilo Dotocha Shalosh Onus Mitama. So he holds like the Gaon. Right, a lot of times the Rambam followed the Gaon Shita. That the Palet Shech was there for 3 days. And it's not even clear that the Rambam says you need for Hilchas need, it's just that it's Tommy. But we hold six onus. Our Shita is six onus. So six onus will usually be 4 days. If you mamish with boil mamish betchilas hayoyim, betchilas shchia, so then it'll be 3 days. Because night, day, night, day, night, day. But it's usually not going to be, so 4 days. So why did the Ashkenazim do 5 days? The Ashkenazim, the Trumas Hadeshin here on page 18 says that the Ashkenazim have two chumras that the Sfaradim don't have. So one chumra is, what if she gets her period, right? And she bleeds for 3 days. But 2 days before, they didn't have tashmish anyway. So could you count those 2 days before? Because, well, 1 day before, so they say you need, according to the Sfaradim, 4 days. Because 4 days will be Gimel Onus, which is not going to be exact. So that's what he wants to know, the Truma Sadesh. Isha Shalo Shimshim Baila Tov Zayin Yomim, or Shalo Haya Baila Be'ir. Firasa. In other words, so he was a Ray anyway, so they didn't have Tashmish anyway before she got a period. So he says, on page 19, he says, Shemati avalo bibira, sha'echad men hagdoilim hitir pamachas le'ishto sha'isa maskelas yom gimel riyasa, fishol shimi shimo kvar toch gimel yomim odal yomim. In other words, there was a godel that said, that since they didn't have tashmish from before, then that counts. Because they didn't have tashmish before, so then there was no shechva zera for a couple of days before, and the shechva zera that was before that was already putrid. But he says that nonetheless, Matasi or Zerua Gadol, the in the Nashim Shalom Tzvich Meshav Zayin Yomim Nikim Levan Yom Shirasa. Yeah, the Nashim Tamishim Tzvich Meshav. So because of love, the Beit Shimsha Bein Lo Shimsha. So Mokul Yosel Lo Pol Lo Plog Rabban. The Gazrina Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. In other words, when we say that we make a gzeira. That since theoretically they could have had tashmish on that day, but they didn't, so we make a gzeira lo shimsha to shimsha. Because any time that you could have had tashmish, even though you didn't, that doesn't count. Even though by misvara it should count, because the whole point is practically was the shifa zera and habadi for 4 days already or not. But we make a gzera. The svarim didn't hear from this gzera. So that was one thing that the Ashkenazim do. And then the Ashkenazim do another thing. That they add an extra day. Venera, on page 19. Nefil Vishim Mashamash Mosifim Odyom Echo Mishum Hashash the Bain Ashmoshus. Mahum Nami Shloma the Ain Lakhalik and Shimshul Shimshash the Bain Ashmosh. What if Hashash the Bain Ashmoshus means that sometimes they're gonna have Tashmish, you know, at the beginning of the night, Bain Ashmoshus. And they're going to think that maybe the Tashmish was really Bayom. But it could be that it was Balayla, because it was Beit HaShmashos. So they could be miscalculating. If they go with 4 days, they could be miscalculating. Because they could think that they had it earlier when they really had it later. So therefore, you could make a mistake. You can make a mistake that they're counting. So therefore, they said always add a day. And this way, if you had tashmish bein hashmashos and you thought you had it balayla, you thought you had it bayom, but it was. Did I missay? In other words, you might have thought that you had it bayom and it's already, already a day, because you had it bayom. But it was really Balayla, and it was later, and you're going to miscalculate. So you're going to say it's day four, but it's really not day four, because you're going to calculate the first day from the Yom, because you had it at the borderline time. So you're really going to think it was Mayom, it was Balayla. So therefore it says, always add a day. If you always add a day, say you have to do 5 days, and 5 days doesn't have to be five complete days, but if you have 5 days, then for sure, you'll have 4 days. You understand? Because sometimes, but if you do 4 days, sometimes you'll miscalculate and you'll say that the beer was really bayom, but in truth it was balayla. So really, this count starts a day later. So you shouldn't make that mistake. You add the extra day, and that's the minhag of the Ashkenazim. The Sfaradim don't have this. But of course, even for the Sfaradim, if the woman is going to bleed more than 4 days, it's not going to help. But for the Sfaradim, so these are the two things, that the two chumras of the Ashkenazim. They wait 5 days instead of 4 days. And even if they didn't have Tashmish before the period, they still are machmir, that those days don't count, because even lo shimsha, but it's a gzeira, lo shimsha to shimsha. And the Sfaradim are makel on both these things. That if they weren't mishamish before the period, so those days that they weren't mishamish are counted towards the hamtanas heyomim or dal yomim, and also you only need, the Sfaradim hold only 4 days, the Ashkenazim hold 5 days. Because again, we paskin shesh onos. And shesh onos is 3 days, but usually it's going to be 4 days. But it's not 5 days, like Zach said, it's not 5 days. But, okay, yeah. Ezra?
I don't understand. What's the fact that there'll be Misamish during Venus Muscles? If the Misamish during Venus Muscles, so even if they count from the day before, at worst, the Misamish at the very beginning of night, so then a six full owners is still going to be 3 days.
In other words, if they're going to count, if they claim that they were Mishamish Bayom and they're really Mishamish Balayla, so that the day before they're going to count as 1 day.
You're going to count the night as the second one.
And the night is already the second day.
No, but the day before. They're not.
People count by days. That's how people count things. So if you count So you only have to do 4 days, right? But if you're going to, count, you're going to start counting from the day before. Say it like this: Monday. They were mishamish between Monday and Tuesday. That bein hashmash is between Monday and Tuesday. But really, it was Laila already when they were mishamish. It was around that time, but it was really Laila. But they wanted to say no, it was really Yom. So they started counting from and Monday is day one. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That was their 4 days. But it really is supposed to be what? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
But Rebbe said we don't really need 4 days. We don't need that,
yeah.
It does that because usually you're not going to be
so you're not going to have
the very beginning.
Right.
But in this case, it's the Mesamis and Benes Muscle, so they are the Mesamis at the very beginning of night. So you said only need 3 days.
No.
So we're going to count the Laila as the second owner.
But it doesn't matter because they don't. They're going to count more owner than they need.
They're going to count Monday as the first owner.
Why would they count Monday as the first owner? It's not a full owner.
No, but either way, if they're going to. Let's see. Say they were. In other words, if they say they were shamish by Yom, so then the night is going to be the first owner according to their count. But really, mishamish malayla. So then, if night is not the first owner, the next day is the first owner.
It's a finish.
Meaning, even though it's the very beginning of the Laila can't count.
It's
right.
A finish at the beginning.
Only if your mamish finished by the time Shkia hit, then he was already parish.
Mm-hmm. Then you could count that as the first one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Bekitzer, Ashkenazim have these two chumras, and Sfarim don't have these two chumras.
Sfarim go myself with the days beforehand, counting them.
And the Sfarim also have the kula that they. If they weren't mishamish,
so they keep track of the last time they were mishamish.
Right.
Count.
Right. And that's what we have here on page 25 in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Motzai Shabbos, they had Tashmish. So then, they need Sheish Onos. Sunday morning would be one owner, Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night. And then Thursday would be Thursday of the day would be the first owner. And he doesn't have the low plug. So totally if he's shimsha or not. When are you shimsha? But the Ramah says, Achshav on page 27, Ein l'chalek ben shimsha and ba'al lo shimsha. Chol yisha shara. See, the Mechab always says, well, your shimsha, you count from when you were mishamish. But the Ramah says, no, it doesn't matter when you were mishamish. That's what the Ramah says. Ein l'chalek ben shimsha and ba'al lo shimsha. As long as you were allowed to be mishamish. So that's Rav Gittin Weitzman told me from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu that he held that is if a couple is trying to get pregnant, then they could be mekel like the Sfarim, because sometimes the ovulation could be can miss the ovulation if you have 5 and 7. But if you have 4 and 7, sometimes you have a chance not to miss the ovulation. He held, if you any time, even if you have kids already, but if you're trying to get pregnant, you could be mekel. Not everyone necessarily agrees with that, but that's. And then there's the Shalah in the Pisrei Tshuva on page 26. So he has the following case. It was the fourth day from when she got her period, and they weren't meshamesh the day before. In other words, assuming you need five days, like the Ashkenazim. So she had four, but they weren't meshamesh the day before. So could they count? So Pasha says the Ashkenazim, you can't do that. So he was mekel. He said that even you're an Ashkenazi, you could do 4 days, and you could be mekel on the fifth day that you didn't have tashmish from before the nida.
Where are you reading from?
I'm reading on page 26 of the Pisrei Tshuva. He quotes the Shalah. So it was the fourth day. So really, they have to wait another day before they could start designing the kiyum. But it was the fourth day, and she wasn't mishamesh from before. Right? So the fourth day, so normally we'd say, but that's not good enough for the Ashkenazim. Because not only you need 5 days, but the 5 days start when she started bleeding, not when they weren't Mishamish. He says, Vitarti lo, Lilbosh Levana Biyom Dal, Haskil Biyom, Lispor Biyom Hay. He said, and he let her, so Wednesday night, she could already assume that's the end of the bleeding. And Thursday could be day one of the Zayin Nikiyim. Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I go to the mikvah Wednesday night. Kim Haisab Ascheles for Biyom Vav, because if she's going to go to the mikvah, the Haske, so again. Follow Isha Achashem, Chaya Yom Dal and Idasa, Velo Shim Shabbal Belayla, Kodim Shriyasa. Yom Dal or Yosef, not necessarily Wednesday. Yom Dal or Yosef. And she could already on the fifth day she can count start designing the kiyum. But if she would start keep the extra day, then she can't. She needs 5 days, and then the sixth day would be day one of the Zayin Nikiyim. And then Hallel Tvila would be on Lel Shabbos Sha'achar Yontif. In other words, Yontif was Friday. So if she would have one less day, she could go Thursday night to the mikvah. But now she's going to have to go Friday night to the mikvah. And then when is she going to prepare for the mikvah? She's not going to prepare on Yontif. Because it's Yontif, she has to prepare Erev Yontif, going to the mikvah, not that night, the night after. So there's going to be a 1 day gap between her bathing and her going to the mikvah. So we allow that, but it's not optimum. So we'd rather tell her she only needs 4 and 7. And this way she can go to the mikvah on Erev Yontif, and then she'll bathe right before Erev Yontif and go to the mikvah, right then and there. It won't be this gap. So the Shalah says that since there's it's important to be able to be to makarev the time of the kafifa, the washing and the mikveh as much as you can, and here it was Yontif. First Shabbos was the second day of Yontif, or you know. So if she go Thursday night, she can go clean herself Thursday day and then go right away Thursday night. But if she can only go to Friday night, so normally you go Friday night, you get ready on Friday. But here Friday was Yontif, so she can't do the preparations on Yontif. So the Shalal Paskin, we can be Mekel. And she could start the Zayin Nekiyim after 4 days. And then, like the Sfarim. Rav Abadi is Mekel, you know, even if it's not a din of chafifa, even if it's just a halacha that she shouldn't have to go Friday night. You know, Friday night is a very difficult time to go to the mikveh, especially if you have kids and no one wants to have to go on Friday night or Yontif, but you have to. But everybody who's mekel, if a person could do, could keep 4 and 7 instead of 5 and 7 to avoid. To rather go Thursday night to the mikveh instead of Friday night, if it turns out clean. It may not always turn out clean. Yeah. So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was mekel in a situation of getting pregnant. And Rav was even well pregnant just to avoid the... And the Shalah is Mekel to... The Shalah is Mekel to make the Chafifa and the Mikveh as close as possible. And Rav Moshe had another Kula. Rav Moshe had a Kula. The Bungalow Colony Kula. What's the bungalow kalikula? The bungalow kalikula is that the husband, you know, stays in the city during the week in the summer, and the wife is with the family in the bungalow, and he comes up for Friday, and he goes back, say, Sunday, back to the city, and he works, and he comes back every Shabbos. Right? That's the bungalow colony situation. So Rav Moshe permitted, if the mikveh night is going to be Sunday night, so he already has to be back in the city by then. He's traveling back to the city on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon. But so now they're not going to be together, a whole extra week. But if she can do 4 and 7, she can go to the mikveh the night before on Motzai Shabbos when he's still around. He permitted that. So based on the Shalah as well, because you see that, see in the Shalah's case, he could just tell her to, why don't you just tell her to wait a day and let her go to the mikveh later. In other words, instead of telling her to go early and have it such as a wait a day, you see, we don't want to do that. So that was the thing here. Okay. In a situation where it's going to be a big tircha, say to go Friday night or
what about the average
tircha? So every situation we have to see the whole case, you know. It depends on the person, depends like who's coming. You know, there are a lot of different factors that go into. You know, well, Seder, you know, is it well, Seder? You know, a lot of different factors that could go. But of course, it only works if she stops bleeding on by day 4. If she didn't stop bleeding, it's not going to help. Them. We let her, start the count of the Zayin Nekiyim a day earlier, because if she's still bleeding, she's still bleeding. Well, you know, so if she stopped bleeding, Ashkenazim will still make Machmer on the 5th day. And they're still Machmer even if Shalom Shimsha. They have those two Chumras of the Ashkenazim. What can I tell you? The Ashkenazim, the Machmer, the Ashkenazim. Okay? Okay, we got almost everything done. I think we're going to stop here for now. I think this is a very fundamental. There's so much more to do, but I want to, you know, stick to the things that are very, very lamaisa. And in other words, there could be other shittas that we don't even follow. You know what I mean? I'm not. I can spend a little. You know what I mean? But these are the things that are lamaisa, and especially for people who want to get pregnant. So the chiddush of Mordechai Eliyahu is even if they had kids already. They were Makai Puruvu, but they're still looking to get pregnant, and if that could be an issue, the extra day, you know, so Rav Gideon Weitz from the Machon Pua told me from Rav Mordechai Lev that he was making on that. And then you have the Shalaz Kula and Rav Moshe's Kula, was based on the Shalaz idea, because he. Okay, maybe we'll see the Moshe's shoe. I don't know if it's in this pack of the Moshe, the one I want you to see. Okay, so these are some of the issues. Maybe we'll do one or two more things tomorrow. This, but we basically finished. Maybe we have one or two more things to add from Rav Osner. But we'll take a look tomorrow, and then we'll start the next packet. Okay, good morning, Harav Natan, and Josh Blau, and Nisanel.
Good morning.
And Max Kirschblum, and Ben Katz, and Emzi Binter, and Amir Kesselman, and Ezra Hagler, and Zach Berger. And, okay, should all... We'll see you tomorrow. So again, we're going to have a Mechina. I just want to remind everyone, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. Okay? Is that good, man? Good? Sure. Okay? And try to keep the pace.